In 1997, a male friend I thought I could trust turned on me and assaulted me. It escalated into a fierce battle, and I fought back fiercely against his attempts to impose something on me that I was unwilling to do. As the saying goes, what a friend he turned out to be. I was enjoying a glass of cognac with him in my apartment. Out of nowhere, he imposed himself on me. I resisted. I clawed, I punched, and I kicked him with all my strength. But he managed to overpower me and seized my hair so tightly that my scalp was ablaze. While holding my hair, he unfastened his trousers. I was struggling frantically to pry his hands from my hair, but I could not escape his grasp. Once he exposed himself, he forced it into my clenched opening. When he thrust it into me, I bit down. And in that moment, I understood that if I clamped my teeth together, he would perish. So I allowed my teeth to sink into him, partially. He howled in pain, and at that moment, I shoved him with such force that he toppled backward onto the glass coffee table. He quickly regained his footing and lunged at me, grasping my waist tightly. We were wrestling and slipping and falling on the floor together because we were sliding on all the blood he had lost after I bit him. I managed to get up and sprint for the door, but he seized my hair again. At that moment, I cried out, "Jesus! Help me!" In an instant, he collapsed to the floor, blood pouring from his wounds. I swung the door open and dashed out like a whirlwind escaping a storm. At that moment, I vividly remembered my mother giving me a new Bible as I was moving out of her house. She had instructed me to call upon the name of Christ Jesus whenever I needed help. His divine name does have power. Tune in tomorrow where mischief never sleeps. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards, Diaries.